Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign.
A dor igualmente.
Ms. Rousseff is vowing to fight back, flanked by a weeping cabinet. She used what she may be her last presidential palace speech to insist she did nothing wrong and to assert her belief the impeachment is a coup attempt. The U.S. switched on a missile defense site in southern Romania Thursday. Work on the Deveselu site began in 2013, 3 years after NATO's decision to create a missile shield. The project includes sites in Poland as well as Romania and is expected to be completed by 2020. Russia is upset by the move, but the U.S. and NATO say the system is not designed for or capable of undermining Russia's deterrence capability. Robert O'Work is U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense.
This site, nor the site in Poland, has any capability, none whatsoever, to undermine Russia's strategic deterrent. It is a defensive system. It is fully compliant with existing armed control regimes.
Robert Work. U.S. forces fired on al-Shabaab militants while assisting an attack by Somali government and African Union troops. The incident occurred Thursday in the village of Sabi'id during a government attack on a military base. A U.S. defense official says U.S. forces conducted what he called defensive fire against al-Shabaab fighters after African Union troops came under attack. This is VOA News. Turkish officials say a car bombing in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least 8 people. The explosion occurred inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's Sancaktepe neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan are voicing confidence that the two of them will eventually come together in time for the fall campaign. The two men met Thursday in Washington. Here's Speaker Ryan.
I think we had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. That's common knowledge. The question is, what is it that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party?
In a joint statement after the meeting, Trump and Ryan said they, quote, remain confident there's a great opportunity to unify our party and win, end of quote, the U.S. presidential election. A one-day meeting in London Thursday was aimed at stepping up global action to expose, punish, and drive out corruption at all levels of society. Prime Minister David Cameron hosted the event.
If we want to see countries escape poverty and become wealthy, we need to tackle corruption. If we want countries that have great natural resources, make sure that they can use those for the benefit of their people, we need to tackle corruption.
The corruption summit sought to shift the focus on global corruption from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have allegedly been benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. The European Parliament on Thursday strongly condemned last month's decision by Crimea's Russian-backed authorities to ban the Crimean Tatars' representative body. A resolution passed by the European legislature called the Crimean Supreme Court's April 26 decision to ban the Tatars' Majlis system, systematic and targeted persecution. The Red Cross says an aid convoy headed for the rebel-held Syrian town of Deraya was refused entry on Thursday despite the fact that it was bringing aid to a town that had not received help for 3 years. The International Committee of the Red Cross said the convoy had been given prior clearance from all sides to deliver the supplies. 2 weeks after the former warring parties in South Sudan's conflict formed the Transitional Government of National Unity, ceasefire monitors say President Salva Kiir's government forces are still not cooperating with security monitors. Major General Mola Haile Mariam emerged from a meeting Thursday in Juba to say that monitors still face resistance from government forces. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.